Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments. Join me as Pastor Joel Jones shares the beautiful message of salvation in today's message entitled, Sound the Alarm, for the alarm has sounded.
The name of the sermon today is Sound the Alarm, for the alarm has sounded. That's food for thought. Sound the alarm, for the alarm has sounded. If you haven't noticed, friends, we're out here in, they call it sunny California. We're out here on the West Coast. And if you haven't noticed or you haven't watched the news, there are a lot of alarms going off today across the world and here in America, especially in the state of California. There are a lot of fires and a lot of devastation going on. So the Lord is saying, you sound the alarm because I already have. The alarm has sounded. And I'm sure most of you know that the word alarm can mean to strike fear in someone. That's a form of an alarm. You become alarmed, such as when you're frightened or terrified. And there's another meaning of the word alarm, which is to give warning. To give warning to or alert someone. An alarm clock, for example, is used to warn or alert us that it's time to get up. It's time to get moving. It's time to wake up. That's an alarm clock. So our sermon today is going to deal with the latter definition of the word alarm, not so much to terrify you, but there might be some terrifying things coming down the plane. But we want to be concerned with studying our purpose as Christ followers, which is to sound the alarm as well. Amen. And what is the alarm? Well, the alarm is the act of alerting the world and informing them about salvation through Jesus Christ. Okay, this is also known as the good news. And indeed, it certainly is good news to know that you have a Savior in Christ Jesus, the only one who can save you from sin and assure you of eternal life with God in heaven once this life on earth ends is Jesus Christ. All right? This is something that you need to know. This is something the world needs to know. So let's go to our Bibles now, and let's see what the Word of God says with regard to sounding the alarm. For the alarm has sounded. I'm going to ask my wonderful wife, pastor, sister, friend, Annalisa Butterfly Jones, to take us to the Epistle of Mark, the 16th chapter, and begin reading for us there. Just read verses 15 to 16, please, Pastor Annalisa.
The Epistle of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16 tells us, and he said to them, and this is Jesus speaking, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mm-hmm. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
All righty. Thank you so much, Pastor Annalisa. We see right here that Jesus is meeting with his disciples. That's what was going on. He met with his disciples, and he met at a specific time to give them some final instructions. Those were final instructions that he was giving them. You see, those who know the story of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection will know that he didn't give these instructions to the disciples directly after having risen from the tomb. No. In fact, it was some 40 days or so after he had risen and just before ascending up in heaven. You see, Jesus was ending his ministry on earth. He was ending that ministry on earth where he had walked in the flesh of man. Now, scripture also confirms this. It confirms in 1 Timothy 3:16 that Jesus was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. So then Jesus set this time aside to give final commands before he went back up to glory, final commands to his disciples in order that they might carry out the duties given by our Father in heaven. That's the gist of this, you see. This, in essence, is the Great Commission. The Great Commission, amen. Jesus was telling his disciples to go into all the world and spread the gospel, spread the good news, let people know. But not just for those times of long ago, but Jesus meant for those instructions to reach all ministers of the gospel, all disciples of the gospel to come, all sold out men and women of God in the succeeding ages to come. Guess, and for how long? Till the end of the age. He said, to the end of the age. I want this preached to the end, till the end of the age, okay? I hope you understand that that means us. That means us right now, okay? You don't have to be around Damascus Road or on the Gaza Strip or anywhere else, but right now, it's a right now message that was preached thousands of years ago by Jesus, saints. See, we got our marching orders. Jesus is saying for us, you and I, every saved, born again believer, Jesus is telling each one of us to sound the alarm, because guess what? The alarm has already sounded. Okay? Do you get that? The alarm has sounded. Jesus says to sound it. He sounded the alarm himself. He sounded it long ago when he came in the flesh of man. That was for a reason, okay? You see, our job now is to sound the alarm, which actually was sounded a long time ago by Christ. Amen. Just as we always quote, we quote John 3:16-17. What does it say? So loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then it says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, That is God's great and immeasurable love, okay? First and foremost, okay, he wants people to be saved. That's what he wants, all right? Jesus carried out his assignment. Now, guess what, saints? It's our turn. Y'all preaching this for me. That's right. You telling this message for me. It's our turn. We've been commissioned. We've been charged to carry out our orders by our commanding officer. He's passing the baton to us. Remember what Jesus says? Read this one, Pastor. You have John 12:32 there? Read this. Read what he says in John 12:32, please. I think I had that right.
John 12:32 says, and if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself.
Amen. See, thank you, Pastor. This is more evidence confirming what was and what is to take place through God's people. Jesus is telling them right there. Jesus, in God's perfect time, was to send back up to heaven, all right? Thus sending, who did he send down? The Holy Spirit. He sent down help. He said, the Holy Spirit is going to teach you, okay? So Jesus went up and he said, when this happens, he said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto me. All the people. So that was the plan. So, in other words, this was what was going on, that we would come to Christ and then reach the lost. If not, he would have had us saved and brought us right up to heaven. You saved, why are you still around here suffering like this? Guess what? There's work to be done. Huh? That's right. It makes sense, doesn't it? Okay. You fix a car just to let it sit up? You fix a sewing machine, a washing machine, and you never wash clothes in it again? Okay, so Jesus renews us, strengthens us, puts his Holy Spirit in us so we can go touch somebody else and put it on them, right? Let them know. It makes so much sense. Remember what the word says in the book of Acts, Acts 1:8. Pastor, read that one for us, please. Acts 1:8. You all know that one?
What is that? But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, mm-hmm. and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
The end of the earth. Thank you. Jesus is saying that we will have the power to witness, effectively witness, all right, to others when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. So he's prepared us for this. Okay, when the Holy Spirit comes to abide in us and through us, then we share that power. We sang that song, same power that rose Jesus from the grave, that same power that we hold in us because the Holy Spirit is in us. Just what we sang during worship time, amen? Now, who do you suppose, when do you suppose that happens? Anybody know? When does it happen that you receive that power?
When you're born again.
Come on, y'all batting 1,000.
Born again.
Right answer. When you're born again, okay? All right? When one becomes a saved, born-again believer and follower of Christ, a believer in and a follower of Christ. Am I right? Okay? So do we have any born-again believers up in here? I know we do. Some of you that are watching this, when you see it, raise your hand when you hear that. Because if you're a born-again believer, all right, then it stands to reason that we have a job to do. You've been commissioned to do the work. Jesus has been getting you ready through the Holy Spirit, and our Heavenly Father, honing you, shaping you. Some of you are going through trials. We're going through trials today. I'm not ashamed to say that not many people in the church today, but I know the angels are here. And I know that people are going to watch this years after we're gone, probably they're going to watch this, okay? So the Lord is doing what he does, and we have a job to do as long as we have breath in our bodies, as long as we have a heartbeat and a heart that's beating for God, we have a job to do. And our job, and I always say this, if there's anybody out there who says, I can't find work, then first thing I'm going to ask you is, do you know Jesus? Because if you come to the Lord, he's got work for you. Okay. Yeah, there's no such thing as an unemployed Christian. There might be some Christians that don't make money, but there's not a such thing as an unemployed Christian because God's got work for you. You might not see a paycheck and money right now, but you've got rewards coming in heaven if you're doing what God tells you to do. All right. That's the most important thing, that God has a job for us. And we know that one of those jobs is to sound the alarm. Sound the alarm to tell somebody, tell everybody about salvation through Jesus Christ. This is one of the most important things we can do. Because guess what, saints? Many people don't even know about it. Many people don't know what you know. Many people don't go to church. There are people today that are not going to church. There are many people that go to, car shows or antique shops or games. Or some people that just sit at home and, I don't know, just vegetate, anything, you know. They turn into pod people. I don't know, but everybody's got something to do. But God has a plan for us, okay? He's got work for us to do, all right? And we come to get fed. That's why he says, assemble yourselves. I've got work for you. I need to keep you sharp. I need to keep you in the know. I need to keep you knowing how to witness to people, how to tell them the importance of coming to Christ, that everything that they've ever intended is going to rust, rot, or ruin, that this world is going to pass away quickly. But those who abide in Christ shall abide forever. People need to know this. This is the gospel of Christ. This is what it's about. People don't want to talk about it because they don't want to face the music. Oh, but the band is playing and the music is coming to an end. So you may as well face the music and face it with the one who created music, who is Jesus Christ. Does that make sense? It makes perfect sense. So we have to tell somebody, even though many people don't know what you know, there are people who don't even know that there exists a way out. They don't even know that salvation exists. I was like that. They don't know that Jesus is there to be our Savior. Yeah. I didn't know that until 14 to 15 years ago. I was lost. Think of it like this. Have you, especially the ladies, you all know. There are always more ladies in the church. But let me say this. Since the ladies are here, I'll talk to you all, okay? Have you ever found out that there was a wonderful department store sale? Maybe one of your girlfriends told you about it. I said, girl, did you see they got a sale on shoes? You said, oh, I didn't know that. How long has it been? And by the time you find out about the sale, you find out it's been going on for 2 or 3 days, and maybe it's the last couple of days. Well, okay. And what do? You get your little body on down there, don't you? You go down there because you know you don't want to miss what they've got. And that place may have what you need, right? Does that make sense? So you get down there and you say, the sale is almost over and I missed it. Well, let's apply that to Christ. Let's just apply that same concept to Jesus Christ. That he sounded a blue light special. Huh? Y'all remember the blue light special? Kmart, right? But this is better than Kmart. This is God's mark, right? The blue light special. God has done this and it's been on for a while. Guess what? You almost missed it. You can't afford to miss this one, am I right? We can't afford to miss this, okay? Christ is offering mankind the deal of the century. Is that right? He's offering us the best deal we could ever get. Isn't that right? He's offering us a free gift card. Did you know that? For some people, it's a get out of jail free card. For some people, it's an amnesty card. For some people who don't have it, it's a gift card. Okay, it's a present, whatever it is. They don't even know about the deal of the century that's been going on for quite some time. And the sad part is that many stand to miss out on this amazing supernatural gift. God gives us supernatural blessings through salvation. Come on now.
Thank you, Lord.
And people won't know, though, unless we, the people of God, let them in on it. Mm-hmm. You got your card. Aren't you going to tell somebody? Think about that. Remember, saints, we're commissioned to the Great Commission. All right? We're commissioned to this. So even though some may not be willing to receive the free gift card, because some people don't want it. They don't really know what it entails. The Lord has deemed it a priority, though, that we do just as Jesus did. All right? Which is to seek and save the lost by pointing them to Christ through the good news, the word of God. Isn't that right? Now, Pastor, do this for me. Take us to Romans, the book of Romans, please. Romans 1, 16 and 17. And read that one for us, please.
Romans 16 and 17 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For In it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith."
Thank you, Pastor. All right. I love this passage of Scripture because it means that, guess what? There's no shame in our game. Huh? It says it right up front. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. That's what it's saying, all right? So it's saying that we're not ashamed. We're here to let you know, okay, that you can have salvation, okay? You can have salvation, that you can be forgiven, right? That you can be set free from your sinful ways, from sinful addictions. Am I right? It says it right there. You know that's right. This scripture says that it is the power of God for everyone who will just believe, for everyone who believes, from the Jew first and also for the Greek, okay? In other words, no matter what race you are, black, white, brown, yellow, Asian, other, blue with depression, whatever the case may be, no matter what your customs or traditions are, you could be from the rainforest, can't speak the language. Guess what? God will offer you salvation. You may be a person who never seen a human being for some reason. You've been held in captive somewhere, and now you come out. God will offer you salvation. You can be someone who has these predispositions, and you've been assaulted all your life, maybe molested. Now you were a molester. Guess what? You can still be forgiven. You may be a rapist, a murderer, a constant liar. Guess what? God can change you through salvation. See, it says for everyone who believes. Everyone who believes, and this is the thing that we're talking about. This is how salvation works. But see, we as Christians must be primed to tell the world about this gift. See, if you don't tell them, who? The Lord asked me, he said, if not you, who? I have to admit that the Lord sends me some places that sometimes I don't want to go. Can I be transparent? I can say that, especially with family. Ooh-wee. Said, "Lord, they're going to stone me. My family will just about stone me in Chicago, Lord." He says, "If not you, who?" See, this is how it works. That's my job. I can't shy away from the work. I had to learn to embrace the work. I had to learn to look for the work. So now when I see people and we meet and I'm like a boxer, I'm trying to find an opening to get the word in. Sometimes you have to fake up here and come low with it. How you doing today? Better through Christ. Huh? You have to find a way to get in. And whatever will get them to thinking about it. How you doing today? Oh, I got it bad. Yeah, well, I wonder how Jesus felt. Do you know Jesus? You know, you're trying to get it in, you know. And that's our job. But sometimes we don't think about that. We say, "I got mine. I don't know about you. I'm saved. But those people are not." But it's our job to spread the good news of Christ. That's not something that you just learn. You got to practice this thing. Okay? You got to practice delivering it. So the Lord is telling us to be primed to tell the world about Christ. You got to be like a runner ready to come out the blocks. On your mark, get set. You ever seen runners in a marathon and they're sort of leaning like this and they're trying to get in the best position to run that race? Well, that's how it is about spreading the word of God. Find a way in. The Holy Spirit is going to help you. Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, power to be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, and all Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, okay? So that's what he's talking about. We got to be ready to do our part. Yes. Something happened yesterday to Pastor Annalisa and I. I had to help move something for my daughter. And so I had to get this flatbed truck, and I had to go get a truck and all that. You know, children, boy, they never let you go, do they? They know where to find you when they need you. You know, your hip could be hurting. They don't care. They don't care. So then you become dad again. Oh, dad, you can do it. You're a man of men, dad. I know you can do it. I know you. We just left it there for you, dad. Just pick it up. Pick it up, dad. Four people carry it, but you can carry it, dad. Pick it up. So I go, okay. So Lord help me. So anyway, I went to get the truck. And as I pulled into the Home Depot, there was a lady that pulled in next to us. And she was trying her, she the driver's on the left side. So the mother trying to get out the passenger door. And I could see that this was an elderly lady, and she was her mouth was disfigured. It was as if she had something had happened and twisted the bottom part. I could see that before she got out the car. So she was rushing at me and very polite, trying to get out before so I could get out. And I said, "Ma'am," I rolled the window down. I said, "Don't worry, take your time. We got all day. You take your time and you get out that car in your time." And she was so happy, and she got out, and she. She was embarrassed because her face was disfigured, and she said, "I've had cancer, and I've had three surgeries." And I said, "And you look fine." And I was still sitting in the car, and I go, "Well, God's doing something in you, but we've seen miracles, a lot of miracles. I've seen the dead rise. I've seen people healed of cancer. I've got a friend who was getting ready to go into the operating room, and when they had him dressed in his gown and get ready to put him under anesthesia, they did one more x-ray, and they could not find the cancer. And he was healed ever since from that cancer." I said, "So he can do it." I said, "Well, do you mind if we pray for you right now?" So we grabbed her arm, and I'm still sitting down and started praying. Then her daughter came from the driver's side, and she said, "Oh, thank you." The mother said, "Oh, thank you so much for praying." She said, "I go to Trinity Baptist Church." And I said, "Well, we're pastors." I don't know, Pastor Annalisa, you know, the butterfly jumped in. The butterfly, she started, she said, "Oh, we're pastors, you know." And she was just hovering, you know. And so we started bombarding this lady with the goodness of Christ, so much so that her daughter came over. And she said, "This is my daughter. And I've been praying for her for a long time." I said, so you're saved?" And I think she said, "Yes." She said, "My daughter was in acting, and she does music." And I said, I got something for you. I've got two tunes in my trunk of my car." And I said, "Let me get out and give you this music." I said, "We used to sing R&B. I said, "And we opened up for Ashford and Simpson down in Monterey Blues Festival. We shared the same stage." And I said, "But then the Lord grabbed me." And you know what he told me? I said, "He told me that you'll only do gospel inspirational music from here on out. And he sent up some music, and I want you to take this home with you." And her daughter said, "Oh, I did music too." She said, but I do classical. I said, "Well, he's got a spot for you."
Praise God. We have been commissioned by God to go into all the world and preach the salvation gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of Sound the Alarm, for the alarm has sounded. Until next time.
Got to serve somebody, might as well.